Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having an awesome day. Thanks for making us part of it. Let's talk about a Cowboys victory, 40-37 here on a Cowboys Monday. We got a lot of Rangers content as well. The train kept rolling for the most part. Took 2 of 3. CY's coming up at 4:20. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A. There's Brian, former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there, Master Control, fresh back from Las Vegas. We'll get his thoughts. Did you hear Hagee's tease there during crosstalk?
So what did Hagee say?
He said, we got to ask you what the PR asked you about something or another right before the fight.
Oh, yeah, man. So, you know, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm in Vegas. This is a championship fight. I'm going to have a cigar like a grown man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't, like a gentleman.
Yes.
You have a drink and a cigar, and you watch a championship bout.
That's right.
Since the 20s. They've been doing it since the teens.
Okay.
Yeah, my man tapped me on the shoulder. He said, do not light that cigar up. I was like, cool. He was like, in fact, put it up. You can't even have
put it.
Oh, really?
I was like, so damn, there's no tobacco or alcohol in the media area.
Wow.
All I had was a cigar in my hands as I took my notes, bro. It felt so good just to see the cigar, smell it every once in a while, put it in your mouth and somebody gets punched.
Oof.
Come
yes.
on, man.
Yeah, it's Americana right
it's,
there.
That's how you,
yes.
No
that's
alcohol either.
Fight. That's Bird Sugar 101.
Come on, fam.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. How are other media members? There's got to be older gentlemen like me that are covering that boxing. It's probably got a cigar chewing on it.
Come on. There's a bunch of old crusties out there, but I guess I old crusty by heart already.
Yeah.
Pulled my cigar out. I was chewing on it. My man just threw a conniption. You got to put it away. Yes. Come on, man. Calm down.
I don't think that would ever happen in the great state of Texas.
No.
That seems.
I hope not.
That seems like some West Coast sensibilities came and found you at that stadium. Boy, they're uptight over there.
He was looking for it too. Yeah. It's just a cigar in my hand, man.
Yeah, it's kids law.
In the dark, you can't tell this is a finger or a cigar.
Yeah,
it's the same color, bro. Relax.
Well, we're glad to see you back here inside these borders, where a man is free to at least put an unlit cigar in his mouth anywhere he wants to.
I can see Lucius like holding it, then putting it in his mouth. Like, I got nothing in my hands.
What are you talking about?
I got nothing. Just a cigar hanging out. What
kind of tobacco Gestapo do we got going on here?
Man,
anyway,
that's crazy.
Was it fantastic though?
Yeah, it was great, man. It was great. Netflix, Turkey Al Sheikh, all those guys—they pulled out the red carpet for us influencers and broadcasters.
There you go.
I was around influencers and stuff.
Right on.
I don't know their names because they're just usernames.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I can describe them, but they sound terrible.
They go by their handles?
Yeah, they go by their handles, but, you know, some people recognize them.
Completely different world. Well, welcome back, buddy.
Preach.
Look forward to more coverage throughout the day, including LA Live coming up at 5:40. Maybe we'll hear more about the fight, Crawford over Canelo. That was a little bit of a surprise, according to the sports books.
Crawford in a clinic.
Yeah.
Especially after the 6.
Ooh, he was awesome.
Yeah.
Now it puts more context into the Errol Spence fight. you know, and just shows that this guy really has it figured out on a very high level, despite being 37 years old. Yeah, he's the man. Wolchuk and Schiaffalo, of course, here. Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can always text us if you'd like at 877-881-1053. Looks like the chat's live over here on YouTube. Like the video, sub, hit the bell button so you never miss when we go live or upload. So, yeah, you know, things we like, things we didn't like. Guys, go ahead. What would you like here? Cowboys victory. This was nice, wasn't it? I mean, Dak was amazing. Yeah. Javonte Williams was, you know, he's running back one, isn't he? You can feel kind of good about running back one.
That's a good. That's something you like. You know, Javonte, and he's a guy that gets better as the game goes on. I mean, this is back-to-back games. Fourth quarter's coming around, and this guy's running tough.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always falling forward, similar to the days of Marion Barber. You know, one of and Zeke, of course, when he was young. But he is tough to tackle. That guy is a load.
Yeah.
I think that's certainly a positive takeaway. We gave Brandon Aubrey his praise. I mean, there's not as enough that you can really say about him. But Dak was great. I mean, when you went back and watched the All-22, I think Dak was even better than I felt coming out of the game, specifically in the fourth quarter and overtime. But he had some throws that were drops. The Schoonmaker pass over the middle, like Schoony, catch that. Tolbert along the sideline hits him right in the hands. Tolbert doesn't make the play. So, like, Dak was on, and when you needed him most, he really did step up and made some big-time throws.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering, what's the number with Aubrey that you would say, we're going to let you go? Because I think it might be like $15 million. I think it's that important.
I would trade him before that.
You trade him before? What do you think you'd get for Aubrey?
A first-round pick.
That's what the question now you have to ask yourself, because we used to have this this discussion about Tucker with the Ravens, mm-hmm. kind of back in the day. Yeah. What would you trade for a guy that you know that you can get points from at midfield? You know, that's where, and if you're a team that's kind of at the bottom of the, you know, at the end of the, you feel like you're a really, really good team, having a guy like that could be the final piece. You know, a guy that puts you over the top, that you don't have to worry about it, that can kick off directionally, can kick it into corners, you know, as an athlete. Man, I don't know how you wouldn't ask for anything other than a first.
Yeah, and he has all those things, kick off and the distance, all that kind of stuff. But
all
also
that
the,
stuff.
The clutch gene. Too.
You
it's
play,
like he doesn't shake in his. He's like he's an assassin when it comes to late game stuff. We've seen really good kickers and then they fold under the pressure. And he doesn't even do that. It's just well oiled from top to bottom.
He said after the game, you know, you're the best kicker in the NFL, so you should go out and have confidence in yourself. And damn it, he did it. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he said.
Especially if you're a dome team. Hmm. If you're playing half your games indoors, he is a weapon. I mean, and not to say that he can't kick outdoors, but like to me,
inside it's automatic.
You get him inside, there's a 68, 70 yard field goal in that leg.
And most of the league is that way now, right?
Yeah.
So you'll be able to have that. And that is a position where it ages well.
Yeah.
So you're hoping he's around and you don't have to worry about a kicker for the next decade.
It's like the Tiger Woods of kicking just showed up. Like everybody had been playing golf for a long time and you'd had other greats like Jack, and all of a sudden this guy who could bomb it and hit it straighter and had the short game mastered and has the full complement of skills has arrived to do stuff and redefine the position.
Yeah, you're in a I remember when if you had a kicker that was making him over 50 yards.
Yeah.
That was like a big deal.
Oh yeah.
You're like, oh Jesus, Adam Vinatieri, look, he made a 48-yard field goal. Ha. Huh,
yeah.
That's brilliant, you know. Gosh dang, and now these guys line up and kick them from 60. I mean, the Colts are going to lose a game to Denver.
The leverage penalty?
And they get a leverage call, which is never called in the National Football
almost
League.
Almost never.
Yeah, but that was a 48-yard miss right there. Think about that. Think about being in a game where your guy, you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if this guy's going to make it from 48.
You're right. I don't know what it was like when you guys were growing up, but anything over 50, like every yard
that
after
huge.
That, it made it almost impossible. Yeah. 54, 55 yards, it was a prayer.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if we give enough attention to just the precise nature of what it takes to kick it that hard, that far, without it being, I mean, how wide the uprights are. It is
amazing because, like, you look at guys like the Mike Vanderjagts and the Adam Vinatieris and those guys. I mean, guys that were high-end kickers for such a long time. Tom Dempsey's 63-yard record held up forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it was forever. And then now it's like, shoddy called a play, like I said, the cross.
Okay.
Shoddy called a play to get him into 64-yard range. He yeah. didn't try and get him closer. Yeah. He just said, I'm going to give you about three more yards, bro. You got it from here. Okay, go get him. You know, and he did.
Would you consider doing it in regular game flow situations, like not at the end of halves, where you're giving them
field position? They messed up the end of half position. Bad. That was on really shoddy.
Bad. That entire sequence was bad. Well,
that was bad.
I thought that was not a good series for Dak, in my opinion.
Dak was bad. That
he had too. One under, like, Javonte Williams is staring him right in the face yeah. over the middle. You could have picked up an extra 10 yards there. Yeah. Yeah. Just dump it off to him, yeah. and it would have been easy for you.
But go ahead. What you were going to ask about kicking a field goal for 70
oh, yeah.
yards in a
yeah,
game?
So they say you shouldn't be kicking 65, 70s unless it's the end of half situation where the other team can't take over. But should we throw that out? Like, are you that confident in 65 that any time at midfield, even if it's 4th and 10, you know, we're not punting, we're not going for it, we're kicking a field goal?
Didn't we have a time where Brett Maher was kind of doing something similar?
Yeah.
And I remember sitting next to Wolchek in the press box and going, man, I'd punt this one. And then they'd make it. And now with this guy, I don't even think about punting it. I just don't. With other kickers, you're like, God, I don't know if I'd give him the ball right there.
Did somebody say that one would have been good from 80? Like, what's the limitation on this? How far would it have been good on?
I can look it up. I think they have it.
It was hard to tell.
Next
on TV.
Gen distance, they have that
maybe
thing.
75. Maybe 80 75. Would be crazy.
See, the thing about him is that his ability to drive the ball but get elevation. Most kickers have to kick it low. Now right. you get it blocked.
And the accuracy on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Remember Zuerlein, the crazy ball? Uh-huh. Like, he'd kick it, it'd Regular move leg. All over the place. And man, I mean, but this guy, it's just like he gets elevation and he gets distance out of it and accuracy.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a Steph Curry once in a generation type of deal yeah. to this guy. Although other kickers are coming along and really redefining it, he's the best.
You don't want to trade him, but if it came down to where he was going to Micah Parsons you?
I mean, I think it might be worth 3 or 4 games, though.
No, I think there's peace of mind that he provides
you. There's no question.
There's something about that.
I wouldn't do it, but if it got to the point where Todd France is like,
somebody's going to give us 20 a year for this dude.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Then we're moving on.
Okay, let me ask Eric this question. Eric, pay a running back or pay a kicker? All right, your running back is Henry. Your kicker's this guy.
Here's the difference. I can find running backs easier than I can find lethal, deadly weapon kickers. We're talking about Brandon Aubrey for a reason. We talk about Derrick Henry the same way we talk about a handful of other guys.
I mean, I think it's a good conversation. I'm thinking his real value is around $20 million, and I know that's insane because you got to do. But there's huge market inefficiencies at slot wide receiver, slot corner, tight end. Like, the elite tight ends are making way less. Like, the real value is much higher on a team like this, especially.
Is he worth more than your backup quarterback you're spending $7 or $8 million on?
Absolutely.
Yes.
You do 7 or 8 gladly. Seven or eight is an incredible bargain to have this guy on your team. He's going to impact winning and losing more than anybody besides your quarterback.
I mean, 6.4 is the highest in the league. That's Butker. You give him 7, highest paid kicker in the league, and lock it up for maybe let's go 10 years, 70 mil, you know, whatever you want to do.
10 years and 70 mil. Like, I like it, but you might get
a damn
basic
distraction. Is he 30 years old, right?
He's 30 years old? Look at how this is going to raise. I don't know.
How old is our guy? Is he 30 now?
That's a good question.
Yeah, let's not act like he's 24.
Yeah, he's 30.
Okay, so that's it. Well, yeah. Yeah, so 5-year deal.
Kickers kicking into their 40s.
Yeah, George Blanda.
I don't know if he's going to be able to bang him like that, but I like what you're doing there. I like what you're doing. Okay, so that's a celebration over the good stuff that happened. Obviously, we're going to talk a lot today about the defense. Can I just ask you, do they have the personnel to fix this, or is the injuries to the secondary?
It's up to the coaches.
Yeah.
You can't ask
the coaches.
I'm serious. You can't ask Donovan Wilson to play cover two. You can't ask Donovan Wilson to play single high. You can't ask him to do that. You can't ask a guy that's not comfortable. And if you're going to play zone coverage and you don't press in the line of scrimmage to redirect routes, you're going to get what happened. You're going to get 500 yards thrown on you every week. That's you've got to be able, if you're going to play cover two and you're going to play zone, you better redirect routes, because if you're letting these receivers, Neighbors, Robinson, whoever, run on you from depth, these guys don't turn and run like that. Elam doesn't turn and run. Even Bland doesn't turn and run like that. It's very rare that you can find a corner that can collision a route and then run with the guy.
Disappointed with what Eberflus is doing so far?
You know what? Yes. Yes. They always tell us, hey, you know what? We're trying to put our players in the best position. No, you're not. You're asking Donovan Wilson to cover from depth. He can't do that.
He can't do it.
You just watch the tape. It's his career. Agreed. He hasn't done that.
He's a better player closer to the line of scrimmage.
You just can't sit there and cover two all day and then even put him, like I said, in single high. You can't. That's not his game.
Mm-hmm.
That's Matt. Matt.
Matt.
Worked against Jalen Hurts, didn't it?
If you have a veteran quarterback.
They didn't try.
If you have a veteran quarterback that has seen cover two most of his life, that's seen that you can't. They did nothing to discuss.
Russ Wilson's practiced against that every day in Seattle.
I'm watching. If I'm the Giants, the reason why I ran verticals on you is because I saw that Jalen Hurts didn't see it in the Philadelphia game.
Right. Hurts just didn't try.
Didn't try to do it. Yeah, you can. To me, it's as clear as a day. If the Giants came out with a plan, is like, if you're going to sit in too deep, we're just going to run vertical routes, and we're going to have guys that can't react to them. It's and in the corners, like I said, it's Diggs didn't have a chance, Elam didn't have a chance. You're at 8 yards of depth, and guys are running off the line. It's a 40-yard dash to see who could get downfield, and then all of a sudden, you don't have any pass rush. Now you're in trouble because now Wilson's protected and he could just throw it.
Yeah.
The interception he had, the worst pass he had all day was the interception. Mm-hmm. You know what happened to him?
Pressure.
Sam Williams got in his face.
Finally.
Sam Williams got in his face and he had to throw the ball over Sam Williams. And if he wouldn't have been, if Sam Williams wasn't in his face, that ball's going to neighbors along the sidelines and it's another big play.
Yeah. It was incredible, the accuracy. I think you do have to tip your hat to Russell Wilson, but that was a tremendous breakdown.
I didn't think he could do that, but my God, you protect him. He was. Yeah. And they had a good plan.
And I think what you just said actually makes me more optimistic. I don't think this coaching staff is going to reload that game plan against a similar quarterback.
You can maybe get away with this against Caleb Williams. You can maybe get away with it against Jordan Love. You're not going to get away with this with a veteran quarterback. It's not happening.
Well, they got away with it, at least on the scoreboard, or the offense made them right.
Yeah.
And holy crap, they were almost 0-2. It would be a wasteland right here if they had not won that game, and we'd be focused even more on the Texas Rangers, who did take 2 of 3 from the Mets.
Had a chance yesterday,
big series, too. Big series in H-Town, boys.
Can't wait to ask CY coming up at 4:20. Adoli comes back. He gets in there and... guys are hitting in front of him, guys are hitting behind him, but he's not hitting. Like, how much would that stop you in your tracks?
I know, it's tough with these little rascals and what they've been doing.
I mean, the little rascals were magic. Do you want to dance with who brung you?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, it is the Astros, so we're getting ready at 6:30 tonight, 7 o'clock. I think if it
10 of 14 against the Astros this
weekend.
Yeah,
this is probably the one team I'm not worried about that. But hopefully you sweep them, and then we can have that conversation against the Marlins.
Yeah.
Okay, G-Bag of the Day, champ on the other side. Best of the weekend's coming up at 2:40. What's the top 10 looking like today, Zach?
It's a glorious day. It's National Double Cheeseburger Day, Eric.
Oh, Eric,
I've got the top 10 double cheeseburgers in all of America. Where's your favorite? That's
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Next to the nation.
All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. It's a Cowboys Monday. We have Wolchuk's top 10 here in just a second. Surveying the damage on the defense, being optimistic about the offense. I guess Dak is back. That's pretty impressive. Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius with our champ.
Shoot, yeah, boy. Shoot, yeah, boy. Shout out to all the Tolos and everybody. Please excuse me and my voice today. Maybe for the next few days. Had a whole lot of cigars over the weekend. I'll tell you what.
Man, yeah. You met Holyfield, though.
I sure did. I met a whole lot of people.
Great yeah. Picture.
You I was Holyfield. Able to take one with Holyfield because yeah. I was like, hey, can you take a photo of yeah. us? You know, you got to hand your phone to somebody,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But some of the people, I just didn't feel like doing all of that hand your phone stuff, too. So yeah. I just took one with the Ray-Bans, yeah. You know, just walk by, shoot a little dap, and just keep moving. But, man, there was so many people out there. I love fight events. I love boxing. It's the red light district of sports. Well, chef's said. Kiss. It is. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. Replay the champ right about here. I believe this is still day 2 going for 3? Or is it day 3 going for 4? Because we didn't do one on Friday.
We did not.
It's 3 going for 4.
3 going for 4.
All right, all right. All right. Cowboys.com, stand up. The Cowboys break with your man, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you, sir.
Vach Lombardi and Miss Amber Garcia. Your boy Vach was breaking it down, you know what I'm saying, watching that film.
Javonte pairs with them well because he's patient and he's physical. So the more Tyler's pound on you, like he gets it. To come behind you and then pound. There was this one play. Damn. There was this one play. Boy. Ah. Ooh. That was his one play. That was his one play, boy.
I got slippery.
There was a couple of plays yesterday. The hurdle, the 33-yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
Is Javonte shooting up the fantasy boards now?
He's got to be.
Yeah.
Well, he's if he's not already claimed in your league, he's getting claimed this week. He's going to be a big waiver wire commodity.
Yeah, sounds like a guy that, you know, as long as it stays healthy, stays on this track, you know, they're going to threaten you in the pass game. That was pretty impressive. And, you know, the George Pickens opens things up. Jake Ferguson had a big game. There are a lot of ways this team can hurt you. And I think Javonte Williams, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be a big
I'd never take him off the field. The guy had 6 catches as well.
Yeah, he owns the backfield. I mean, Miles Sanders does not look like he can run well, personally. That's and they're not problem. Activating Jaden Blue. Yeah. And Hunter Lipke, for paying him, he's not involved in the offense at all.
All right, let's cook with this top 10 here at 226. Here's the Woolly Bully.
All righty. National Double Cheeseburger Day, 877-881-1053. Oh, yeah. Making it double. Why the hell not? So I've got the top 10 double cheeseburgers in all of the U.S. of A. A couple other quick observations. I would love to see what Robert Flannoy could do with Jalen Tolbert's role in this offense.
Well, you've been on that for a couple weeks now.
But now I see more and more people are kind of like, even those that wanted to fight about it. I'm like, well, did you see how many touchdowns he had last year? Yeah, I did. Saw every single one of them. Didn't impress me.
That 11-yard catch was pretty good for him.
That was one play.
And
it was a good play.
I know, and I know. I mean, they needed.
You're right.
They needed a clutch play. I'm just pointing that out.
Player. It's not like he's not. I just think you can do better.
I don't think you're wrong. I'm just saying though that man, that was a Dak had to make some tight window throws. That ball to Pickens might be the best one. The touchdown to Pickens.
Yes.
There's gorgeous. maybe a foot that he could throw that ball into a window. One of maybe the best passes. He's thrown a lot of great passes. That one's top five.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was pretty.
The other issue is now the return game. Because if Turpin's got to miss any significant time at all, and we don't know, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's back against Chicago, but he's got this neck injury.
MRI today, from what I've heard.
Tolbert and Sanders back there returning kicks for you.
Yeah, you're going to have to fix it. I mean, I guess maybe that could get blue on the field.
That could get blue on the field.
Good point.
There you go.
You got to hope. Mm-hmm. You need something. They got to change it up. I don't think you can have Sanders and Tolbert back there returning kicks for you. They just don't. To me, they just lack speed. They don't have any element of make you miss and burst. And you need that, especially from a kick returner right now.
They do. They need help at kick returner, but I also think they need help in their wide receiver room. I don't like any of these guys. You know, I think they're picking between a bunch of guys who should be their fifth best wide receiver.
They might be getting Mingo back here, what, in a couple weeks?
Yeah,
Mingo. I mean, that's probably what they're looking at right now.
And you could end up being right about Robert Flannoy. There's just something I'd like to see. I think he's got talent. He might not end up developing and be any good, but he showed enough to, like, I'm intrigued. I just kind of like I know what Tolbert is. So I'd like to just see what Flannoy could do. And if he ends up being the same, then all right. You know, we saw it, and he isn't that guy.
You got to stop with the blocks in the back and the holding calls and stuff like that on the kickoff stuff.
Yeah, the penalties on special teams were just so frustrating. Marquise Bell had two.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing, guys? Come on. We
gotta and by the way, Dawson, next time I say that Bill Vinovich lets you play, just go ahead and just cut my mic off.
Was that like 35 flags that got thrown?
I think it actually went down to 26. But that were accepted. Yeah.
Yeah. 30. Yeah. I think Bobby had that this morning. It was 35 total.
Yeah.
21 for the Giants, 14 for the Cowboys. And then the offsetting thing. When you get three penalties on one team and four, one on the other.
Yeah, it's four total penalties.
All for some finger guns, man.
Come on.
KNC asked Steven if they could look into not having three be able to be offset by one. I thought it was a good question.
And then Sandler's got an Adolis Garcia nugget. Dolly's going yard tonight, boys. I mean, for our home run predictions.
10 for 12.
Let's all just go ahead and on the prize picks plays, hit the Adolis Garcia more on a half home run. Because the pitcher tonight, Alexander for the Astros, he's a heavy sinker baller, according to Sands. And Adolis is smashing the sinkers, especially against righties this year. So is Dylan Moore, if you're looking for another play.
I like it.
So you're at Minute Maid where he owns. I mean, he is the owner of the Houston Astros. And he's got a plus matchup against the pitcher. Dolly's going off tonight. Amen.
It's a tough spot to be in if you're a team because you want to show to all of your veterans you're not going to lose your job due to injury. But, man, that really hurts. That is potential have your fan base roasting you for an entire offseason. If you got it cooking and you go back when everybody is saying stay with who brung you, if you go back with Garcia and then Seager and Simeon and they don't hit, it is going to be
so definite. You're saying if they don't hit and they don't get in
and they don't win,
that is going to be
you're kind of in a
to make you feel sick
from the organizational standpoint. It's not like these guys have dominant OPSs. It's not like they're just adding up, and there's something about the magic of what is happening, and the fans are asking them to stick with the magic. They're saying no, we're going to go with the math.
And it is. It's so tough. And it's something that we can discuss later on when we have Chris Young. I mean, I was texting Jared actually about it, and he said, you know, Simeon, we could have a conversation about. Dolly and Seager are kind of proven. And Seager, there's no question. Like, Seager is going back in the lineup for me. And he was good before he got hurt. Dolly, I think, like Michael Hellman against lefties, like, you got to play him.
Yeah.
Right? I think Cody Freeman against lefties, you got to play him. There's something about the unit right now, and I've had it described as like a lineup. It's like a beating heartbeat. And right now, they're functioning as one. Even if the numbers don't necessarily show like, oh, they're incredible, they're finding ways to get each other across home plate. Mm-hmm. And they were struggling to do that prior. So there's something about this that I don't want to mess with. 585 Texan, isn't his name Ryan Flannoy? Well, the R is silent. It is Flannoy. It's not Flournoy. It's Flannoy. We learned that last year. Because I thought it was Ryan Flournoy for the longest time, but it's Flannoy. So we have that right.
Did he say the first name that you're messing up or the whole name?
I don't think I'm.
I think there was a Robert Flannoy.
Did I say Robert? If I said Robert, I apologize. Yeah. Yeah. But Ryan Flannoy. But we had a lot of back and forth about, like, is it Flournoy? Is it Flannoy? Yeah. Apparently they are silent.
It's block Flannoy. Better and don't hold and don't block in the back.
Yeah, I think as a receiver, I just want to see what you can do, man. I think he can make some plays. Let's get to the top 10 double cheeseburgers on National Double Cheeseburger Day. 877-881-1053. Power Burger and Pilot Point. Never had a better bacon cheeseburger ever. And they're 52 years old from the 903.
It's a good run. Where? I'm sorry.
Pilot Point.
Power Burger.
Power Burger.
Way the hell out there.
Might be worth the drive.
It might be, bro.
Mm-hmm. 214 is a single patty guy, and that's okay. I know Brian's also a single patty from that Dave single at Wendy's.
Yeah,
that's
I like the single with cheese. Yeah, I do.
Nothing wrong with that.
I am impressed the way that Eric eats hamburgers, though. I am impressed.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
It brings the chefs out of the kitchen. That's how impressive it is.
How many patties was it? 17? Holy crap, that is insane.
Was that 6 that night in Arizona?
No, it was 3, but they were much thicker than I was anticipating.
Power Burger.
Oh, I thought we were laying out on the thicker than I thought.
The only place I go with the double patty. Yeah.
Sorry, Lucius, I thought I was laying out there for a minute.
It was one of those Vox situations.
It was appropriate. Lucius gave it the, like, he found it on MapQuest. Oh, Pilot Point.
You knew what you were doing.
But the only place I go the double is the In-N-Out. And the whole time I'm thinking, man, I really wish I was at Whataburger right now.
Yeah. And Whataburger and Shadow.
Because they don't throw any bacon on that joint. Mm-mm. You want some bacon on that thing. Yeah.
Do they have
bacon? They don't have bacon as an option, I don't believe.
They are interesting.
I think it's the best when Eric takes another Whataburger, like a single, and deconstructs it to make a bigger Whataburger on the other one.
Just trying to be efficient, you know?
He just, like, he'll leave you like all the mayonnaise and the mustard and the lettuce and tomato and with the bun, and there's no patty. You're kind of unwrapping it, and you're like,
there's like nothing in there.
You know, Eric's already attacked it to make his burger bigger.
Saving the buns and the sauce for
just wrapping them up like nothing happened, you know. Oh, don't notice anything here.
Skyrocket Burger in Richardson, I have heard great things. Have not gone yet from the 214.
Can somebody please text in where that is located?
Skyrocket. I think it's like Coit and George Bush.
All right, that's the case. We might have to make a trip over there.
Yeah, I could actually pop in there on the way if we need to. I can pick some up. Chili's. Double Old Timer is amazing, greasy, and massive from the 469. East Texas Burger Company in Mineola. For the 972.
That's on the way down there around to College Station and all that.
And Whataburger obviously has bacon, 214. In-N-Out, I was asking, do they have bacon? No bacon. No bacon.
Hey, there's a place in Duncanville called the Coach's Box. Mm-hmm. Amazing burger. Big, Coach's thick burgers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a badass name.
Good food, too, bro. Coach. All around.
And shout out to Country Burger in Plano. Country Burger also has a double-double on their menu, and that is outstanding. Top 10, though. We've got number 10 is the cheeseburger at Five Guys, which is two patties.
Yeah.
This is nationally, right? We're talking nationally.
Yeah, this is in America.
In America.
Yep, nationally. Dave's Double from Wendy's.
Okay.
Coming in at number 9.
There you go. Like the single cheese.
On the list. Dave's Double.
Huh. They go with the square patties, right?
Correct.
They say fresh, never frozen.
Mm-hmm.
They say.
Do we believe?
Mark, I'm not.
Mark B on your Mark B on your Scantron for false.
Kind of thinking it's frozen, but I hope I'm wrong. A&W, and I've not ever gone to A&W.
Aren't they next to like the Long John Silver's?
They're linked up.
I kind of feel like when you're like really hammered, that's a good combination right there.
It probably would be
some like fish bits and a burger.
Well, you're good. Well, I tell you what.
I wonder if they're money laundering myself. There's never anybody in the parking lot.
Where?
I have wondered that too.
Where?
A&W and Long John Silver's.
Yeah, there's never anyone in line.
You've never had a conversation with someone who's like, yeah, I got to run to A&W real quick. Yeah. Or I just got back from A&W. Sorry, I don't need to go to dinner.
I'm just telling you, though, my mom is like a fan of that Long John Silver's. She's like, if you make her the happiest woman in the world, you bring her some fish from Long John Silver's to swim. Oh my God.
Getting some A&W, which is trash.
What does A&W have? Is it just
burgers? Chili dogs?
Oh, chili dogs.
Maybe like a little.
Do they actually have root beer floats?
They have a whole lot of root beer.
Okay.
A lot of root beer options.
All right, root beer float.
And the root beer, yeah, I mean, you know, like the root beer's going to be good.
That's got to be good.
Like a root beer float would be good there. But it's
Dad's, by the way, is Dad's root beer the best root beer float, or what's the best root beer for root beer float?
I'm an IBC fan.
Okay, yeah, that's some high end stuff.
It's worth it. I just don't drink it a lot. So if I'm gonna drink, like same thing with the cream soda, I'm going IBC cream soda. Mm. I'm going IBC root beer, but I'm going Orange Crush.
Oh yeah, those are
for
fire.
The orange soda. Freddy's original double.
I've got to try Freddy's.
Where's this? Some people were texting in Freddy's. I don't know.
There's a handful of them. I mean, I see there's one in Keller for sure that I've seen.
How do I miss that? How do I miss it?
Is Freddy's kind of like Steak and Shake-esque?
I haven't been there, so I can't say.
I like Steak and Shake.
I think they promote their ice cream stuff, too.
Yeah.
Arnie used to eat three of those a night, the Steak and Shake burgers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Buddy, go get me a Steak and Shake burger, buddy.
Now, those are thin patties.
Buddy. Okay, that's what it is?
But, like, that's a lot of bread.
Yeah, he's put them things down,
that's
bro.
That's six. I mean,
buddy, go get me.
It's 12 midnight, bro. He's eating three burgers.
Munchies are kicking in.
Especially if you're boozing. Supersonic double cheeseburger.
Dude, underrated burger.
It is. And you put me back on the Sonic because I was like, dude, Sonic doesn't have good burgers. They have up their burgers.
Sonic better than Brahms?
No. But Brahms is not big enough to be on this list, like, because they're only in Texas and Oklahoma, so they're never on these national lists.
Okay.
I like Brahms.
I bet you Brahms is a double patty one.
They absolutely do.
Yeah.
The Shack Burger comes in at number six.
Shack Burger? Is that Shaquille O'Neal?
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. God, they're pretty proud
of that. Dude, they are good. We had it in the airport.
Yeah, you went back for two.
I tell you what.
I was like, respect, dude.
Pretty proud.
It's really fire. That per diem.
Pretty proud about the prices over there.
They are.
It is expensive. They are. But it is good.
Yeah.
Your top five, the Double Meat Whataburger. A Whataburger coming in at five.
Guaranteed.
Get him, Travis Hill.
Here's Brian. Shots fired. Get ready. Mm. The Double Butterburger with cheese at Culver's. But you did not get that.
No, I ordered everything that you weren't supposed to have.
You got the worst order imaginable.
I did.
There was
seven guys sitting around the table, and I had the worst order by far.
It was.
For the guy that had never been. Like, no help from anybody at the table.
It was the most embarrassing patty melt of all time.
Yeah, it's because y'all were like, drank a bunch of vodka and just left me out on that one.
I'll accept responsibility.
I appreciate
it. I'm sorry, buddy. Yeah. Two double it in and out.
I've never seen anybody have a fish platter or a shrimp platter and a burger.
Like, well, I basically sampled the menu.
Walchuk
ordered half. Right. He ordered the left side of the menu.
I did. I was like, you know what? We're going to try everything here. But number one, and shout out again to California, is the double charred Habit Burger.
Oh, Habit is so good.
The Habit,
Habit Burger coming at number one.
We got to get that here, man.
I think we might soon.
And get that with the sweet potato fries, by the way.
That'll
Lucius, you've always been
100% love those things, man, especially with some ranch.
Yeah,
bro, Jake's Burgers has a marshmallow dip.
It's
crazy. For the sweet potato fries.
Crazy.
Yes. Unbelievable.
Next level. Jake's is a damn good burger, too.
I think they pour syrup on the fries. I think it's like a syrup. It's
really sweet.
Like it's so good.
They're doing it right. Yeah. Just a drizzling, I believe, is what they would call that.
Just a drizzling.
Yeah.
Their onion rings are bad. Thank you, buddy.
There he is, Woolchuck's top 10. Chief, what are we doing next?
Best of the weekend, we have an all-time coach speak and the best wingman in college football.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there.
So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Football next in the nation.
Welcome back. It's Cowboys Monday. We'll have Chris Young on coming up at 4:20. I think the shoddy presser starts at about 4:35 as well. So we got a big afternoon on deck here for going all the way to Rangers pregame 6:30 in Houston. Massive series with the Astros. This could be the turning point here at the Chief.
All right, best of the weekend. Did you guys see the Bengals fans
fighting?
Fighting with each other. How often do we see that? Isn't it usually like opposing jerseys going at it? I feel like it's kind of rare to see the...
Do we have somebody spill a beer on another fan?
Bengal on Bengal crime. You never really see the beginning of these things, you know, Broadus. You just, the camera starts rolling when you get middle-aged guys start tussling with each other.
I have a feeling that maybe somebody, you know, like got just tired of somebody during the game. He wouldn't,
it happened,
sit,
it
wouldn't
happened,
sit down.
Right after the Burrow injury. That seemed to be the catalyst.
Okay, I think probably, you got people.
Burrow sucked anyways.
Yeah. You're crashing out.
Boom. Yeah,
we're losing our guy, dude. Shut up, he's going to be back.
You know. Dude.
By the way, they got nice helm, the hats, the fans. Have you seen the little bucket hats, the Bengals bucket hats?
No.
I like that, bro. It looks like the helmet, but it's a bucket hat.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah, that's dope, man.
How do we get one
Bengals
of those?
Bengals bucket hat.
Yeah, that Bengals bucket is something.
They have cowboy ones?
Looks like Tigger.
What is old guy doing
look
here?
At that.
Yeah, it's nice, bro.
It is. Man, that'd be clutch for
old Ohio guy will always fight.
Yeah, but you just have such terrible balance. You can't even survive yourself swinging without falling down.
I know, that's my favorite part. You get these like 55-year-old hammered dudes, and they're just whiffing on haymakers,
and then they fall down.
Yeah, it always ends up on the ground.
Nothing like throwing a punch and then falling down.
It's in your mind. You know, you think you still got those moves and you can do these things. And then your body tells you, nah, man.
Especially when you're
you got arthritis, bro.
Little up right there with your technique.
You
control your bowels, dude.
You can't trust the fart, fam.
So that was pretty amazing. Now, I would like to take you to my favorite coach at the podium, and there's always fun coaches at the podium in NFL and college football, right?
I mean, did Brian Kelly this one up today?
Well, I'm not going to Brian Kelly it up. I do see it in the midst. So
you should play it.
I got it for G back of the day. Okay, perfect.
He's ridiculous.
But if you play it early.
Yeah.
I'm good on playing it because I really want to get
We don't need to play. We'll save it for G back of the day.
Whoa.
I do want to get to...
I'll vote for it. That's stupid. Our coach is stupid doing that.
I think he's since come out and like apologized
at
the podium.
He absolutely should.
I kind of like these coaches. I like if it's occasionally. Like Vrabel's doing it every time he's at the podium, basically. But I like a little lash out here and there.
Yeah, and then there's also like a funny nature to some of these, and then some where they're just like downright mean. And it's like, come on, dude. And especially with the college one, because it's usually
like a kid,
like a 20-year-old kid.
He's writing for the Louisiana State.
Yeah.
The Reveille.
Whatever. The Reveille. Yeah. I totally didn't know what to say.
But I would like
David Hellman wrote for the Reveille.
Oh, did he really?
Oh, yeah. He was good.
That's where he got his start, huh? Yeah. Can't believe he gave that up. Yeah. All right. Let's go. Let's get to Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel.
Oh,
soon to be fired.
No.
Soon to be fired.
Be at San Francisco.
That's weed.
This sounds like weed.
Come on, fam.
What?
He'd be vaping on the sidelines. He's too cool to be a head coach sometimes.
It's Mike McDaniel and the weed at the microphone after losing once again.
We're to win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
Oh.
Knowledge bomb.
That's like Trent Dilfer.
He's worn out. You can't lose games and still win in the NFL. That was Trent Dilfer, and now Mike McDaniel, who's paid handsomely to coach professional football teams, is giving Dilfer a run for his money. That is his analysis about his Miami Dolphins, who are as down bad as a team could be at this stage in the season.
49ers at the end of the year for him?
Yeah, 100%.
That would be a quality control coach or some type of
senior advisor,
run game
whatever
coordinator.
Label they got to put on there. Or maybe the Packers.
They'll get all the band back together again.
Are there any theories that maybe Miami's maybe getting the best of him a little bit?
I mean, he's too high all the time?
Well, he did have a drinking problem
okay. for some years.
Oh, okay.
When he was back with, I think it was when he was with Washington or maybe Houston.
he looks disheveled.
He might have just pivoted from the beer problem to the weed problem, and he just can't stay away from it. I don't know.
Certainly be the case.
His team looks like they're all taking a puff of it before they jog onto the field.
Looks like he got dressed in the dark.
Yeah, he's got the. Is it the capris?
Yeah, just put this on. Put that on. Let's go.
Yeah, it's a bad situation right now for him. Okay, now we'll get to Sunday Night Football, where the Falcons beat the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy only throws to the right side of the field. Mm. But that's not the point. The point is that the Falcons signed a kicker named John Parker Romo just a few days ago, and he goes 5 for 5 on field goals and ends up being named player of the game alongside Bijan Robinson and Leonard Floyd, one of their edge rushers for the Falcons. And this is the interaction they had. Like, he just got to the team. He has no idea who these guys are.
Let's keep going.
And I know you're learning your teammates' names. You know their names, right?
I know Bijan.
This is Leonard Floyd over here. You guys want it? Nice to meet you. Back to you guys.
Now you know why I pulled it. I was just going to say.
Chris Collinsworth, bro.
That's a laugh bracket nominee.
That is crazy.
Sounds like a stork. I'm going to hear it again.
Back to you guys.
Wow.
That is. That's
Pelican.
Yeah. Pelican. Geographic. Got a mouthful of bass.
Pelican. Maybe a little Mike McDaniel vape pen sitting there in the booth. Who knows? Hey, shout out to Jim Irsay's daughter, Carly Irsay Gordon, who said that she was going to be on headset during Colts games.
This is very real.
No, she's real.
She's got
this
the headset
is not getting
on.
Nearly enough attention.
I know. She's like she's taking notes during the game.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's like a good.
She's
thing
left-handed too. I love it.
She is a lefty. Yeah.
She says when she gets the post-game breakdown, she wants to know if she's getting BS'd.
I love that.
Yeah.
She's sitting in the meetings.
She's getting under the hood.
Well, she's putting the pressure on. It's clearly working because the Colts are out here like playing.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel
football.
Jones looks like an MVP candidate through
little
2 weeks.
Little accountability goes a long way.
Leverage penalty yesterday.
They haven't punted all year.
Yeah, they haven't punted all year.
It's unreal.
I mean, when you play the Dolphins, that'll help. But still, now they just play the Broncos.
Yeah.
Broncos are supposed to have a good defense.
Yeah. Let's get Charlotte down there.
Yeah.
Just checking in on you boys.
Yeah. Hold them accountable.
Why is Donovan Wilson playing single high?
Come on, what the hell?
Eberflus.
She takes the headset off. Flus, what do we do?
I want to see her slam a headset because she's so pissed off at Eberflus. All right, here's the South Carolina Gamecocks versus Vanderbilt. Theo Vaughn, comedian. Apparently
a
Vanderbilt fan.
Got a date.
Barstool. Yeah. You have Diego Pavia, the quarterback for Vanderbilt. Apparently making a promise to Theo Vaughn before the game that if Vanderbilt won, that he would have something cool. This is the sideline report.
Yes. I don't even want to know what he told me about Diego Pavia's mom either. Like, I'm just,
what?
That's not bad. No, it's not like that. It's not bad at all.
Well, let's hear. Tell us.
The way that I understand this story is that, maybe just give me a nod if this is okay. Diego Pavia wins this game. He promised you he would set you up with a date with his mom.
Yes.
There we go.
Yeah, it is. He's a nurse, and my goal is I would like to marry a nurse one day, so that's why I think
smart.
He was thinking about that, but I don't even know if I would do it.
That's
so I like being his friend. I don't want to end up being like his stepdad or something, you know?
That would be weird. I got it.
That is weird. Friend, so I don't know what happened.
And we have run out of time in the third quarter.
He doesn't really want to be his stepdad or whatever, but congratulations.
Did
we'll
you
see
what he tweeted out?
No. Theo Vaughn?
Yeah, he goes, where do you want me to take her?
he's probably going to be eating some good steak that night,
Applebee's.
I would imagine. Yeah. Applebee's? I don't know. Wherever the fine dining in around Vanderbilt is.
Nashville.
Yeah, there's plenty of good eating to do out there. So congratulations to Theo.
Right on. There it is in the books. Best of the weekend there with the Chief. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Usually we do two guys, one booth in the six, but tonight, of course, we'll be getting ready for Rangers-Astros, and that'll be the case for at least a couple of more weeks. This could be a turning point series. Let's go ahead and sweep these Astros. I guess all you have to really do is make sure you win one, so you will hold the tiebreaker against them. But with only 12 games to go, they really need to at least take 2 of 3. I'm greedy though, so I'm
take them all.
I'm hoping for the sweep, although at the same time, my doubt about this Rangers team is undefeated.
Yeah, you were telling me that the Rangers are going to get swept is really what, you know, wink wink,
Yeah.
What's going to happen here?
Probably, you know, this is where it all collapses.
Absolutely.
You got Garcia back. The magic is broken. The spell is over, and it's over. Okay, two guys, one booth, an audio celebration at Cowboys Game Day coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.